In a studio destined to create radio genius.
Nice to be here at CITI. I love a college radio.
It's amazing. It's like a self-propelled carnival ride. It's awesome.
Two guys came together to create one of the world's finest variety shows.
Sorry, Teddy. I was coming as fast as I could.
Oh, my God. There's breasts in the window. Look.
It's all about performances.
Cops and, you know, sirens. Lots of action here.
Lots of action.
Lots of action.
We got a phone call.
Keep catching us off guard when we see a phone call come in here, so we're working on it.
Every Tuesday night at 11 o'clock p.m., CITR 101.9 FM brings a show like no other.
Because we're going to go behind the scenes and let you know all the hidden details and all the secrets.
Girl dressed up as a guy. I've seen a couple of those mustaches.
I'm adjusting myself as we speak.
Oh.
Teddy Smooth and E-Rock present Cabaradio.
You stroke it more, you'll get better at it.
If you're a freak, if you're a geek, if you like cabaret, take a listen to this.
The following program, Cabaradio, may contain scenes of nudity, sexually suggestive scenes, coarse language, and high levels of sass, which may result in the removal of clothing and loss of inhibition. Listener discretion is advised.
I got two words for you. Pussy avalanche. Pussy.
Ladies and gentlemen, coming to you live from the CITR 101.9 FM studios, it's Cabaradio! Tonight, Teddy and E-Rock give thanks to songs that made an impact on their lives. Tonight welcomes back Cabaradio's local theater guru, Franklin T. Schneider! As always, upcoming events with special guest Paul Anthony. I'm Eric Garbery, and now, here's Teddy!
Hello. Hello out there. Hello. Yes, this is my 30-year-old voice speaking. It sounds so much different now that I'm in my 30s. E-Rock, do you like my 30-year-old voice?
You sound a lot more distinguished.
Yes, I am an old man.
I'm still young.
You're still in your 20s. However, I am in my 30s, so I must be mature and speak with distinction and talk like this. Okay, I can't do it anymore. How you doing, wow. E-Rock?
I'm doing well, very well.
Happy
very well.
Thanksgiving
Happy
weekend.
Thanksgiving.
And, of course, it was my birthday over the weekend. You came out Saturday.
Yeah.
And I'd like to start off the show with a little bit of thanks because some people made this weekend quite special for me. I got to say, big shout out to Dollhouse Studios. They had their Oktoberfest party. They got some of me and my friends in, and we had a really great time there. And then the following night at Kitty Nights, Kitty Nights actually dedicated the whole show around me. DJ K-Tel was playing all songs with the word Teddy in it, which was amazing. Crystal Precious convinced my family to send her pictures of when I was a small child, and then she wrote a rap about me. And, of course, to Burgundy and the Professor for being awesome and having the show revolve around me as well. So a big shout out to all those people and everyone else who showed up who wished me well. And it was just a great weekend, and it was just an awesome, fun time. And then yesterday I went over to a neighbor, my next door neighbor's house, and this girl, Kelsey, and I couldn't believe it. I thought I was going over, you know, a little bit of turkey, maybe some mashed potatoes. Holy crap, that scared me. Where did that damn turkey come from? It's running all over this place.
Cripes.
Those things are dangerous. Jesus.
I don't know.
So they had this big turkey dinner, and it was amazing, man. It's probably, if not the best, one of the best spreads, apart from my family, apart from my mom's spread. It was just incredible. This huge table of food. It could have fed probably double. Everyone, they went to the store and bought everyone Tupperware.
Nice.
And then everyone came back and then took the Tupperware to their house full of food. So everyone not only got fed that night, but also got all the leftovers for the following night. So I had a wonderful evening. So I just want to say thank you to my next door neighbors for such a wonderful evening that I was a little socially awkward at first. I'd spent the whole weekend, you know, being so social.
Indulging.
That I was sitting on the couch and they're like, come over. And I'm like, oh, I don't know. And then ended up having a great time. So it was.
That's good.
It many thanks to them for that. So
my I had
you had lots of family over.
I had family over. My mom and dad, they came. My sister was there. We had unfortunately my roommate was sick, so he couldn't attend. But we had a lot of other people, and it was great. We had a turducken.
Oh, no way. Yeah. Really? You actually had one?
It was,
I've never had a turducken.
It was crazy.
In case you would, tell the listener, in case they don't know what a turducken is.
What a turducken is it's a turkey that has been butterflied open, and the bones have been taken out, basically. So now, the drumsticks are still there, and the wings are still there, but the inside bones have been taken out. And then there's a duck that has happened to the same thing, and the bones have been taken out.
Right.
He's been put, sorry, wait. There's stuffing put inside.
Oh, like a layer of stuffing. Like insulation?
Insulation, okay. Yes. And it was nice. It was a sausage and tasty.
So there was sausage too?
Well, yeah, that was the stuffing, like sausage stuffing.
Yeah.
Then there was duck. The duck was put down.
And butterflied.
Yeah. And then
another
chicken.
Layer?
And then another layer of the sausage stuffing.
Oh, nice.
And then the chicken.
Holy cow.
Was put on. And then it's tied up and put all back together, and it looks like a big turkey. And it serves about 15 people. You can kind of like just cut right through it, and it cuts big slices. There's no bones. It was great.
Now, who is the ambitious one in your family that made this? Or did you buy it?
Excuse me. It's weird. I can't say he's part of the family yet. He's dating my sister.
There's the pressure.
So, yeah. Her boyfriend, Chris, he decided he would get the turducken for the feast. And so
wow.
We said, sure, man.
That's some brownie points.
Yeah, I know.
Your lady friend was telling me it's the first time meeting your parents.
Yes, yes.
And he made a turducken. That's brownie points for that kid, eh?
Yeah, it was good. It was good. He did a very good job. And
well, Thanksgiving's always so nice. I was saying to people over the weekend, because my birthday usually falls around Thanksgiving, so sometimes I lose out. Because Thanksgiving is really the holiday that everyone loves, because it's the food and the drink and the cheer of Christmas, but without all the bullshit consumerism and without all the pressure to buy the perfect gifts. So you're just going to go hang out with your family and
eat food,
drink, play games. Exactly. So it's
we played gestures, that's called.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like charades, but you get four cards and there's like a marker from like a movie marker that you snap down, and you've got a certain amount of time. The card falls if you don't do it in the right amount of time. And it was so much fun. We got so loud in there that we got two complaints from two of our neighbors.
Over a board game?
Over a board game. We got two complaints.
That's awesome.
It was quite fantastic.
Well, tonight on the show, we were going to do our own little Thanksgiving. We had the turkeys running around. I don't know where that damn turkey went, but...
I don't know.
I'm not sure if we're supposed to have turkeys in the... We'll try to put it in the corner. We're not supposed to have a turkey... Stop it, turkey.
Jesus, how many are in here?
I know, it's crazy. We're giving our own sort of special Thanksgiving thanks today, and we have so much to do. We're going to talk to Franklin T. Schneider a little bit later in the show, because he's giving thanks to theater, because the theater season is starting here in Vancouver. So he's going to be phoning in a little bit later in the show to tell us about some shows that you need to see, some of the new venues and stuff like that. We also have Paul Anthony, who's going to be calling in during upcoming events. He's going to be hosting the Midnight Show at the Rio Theater of Where the Wild Things Are. I got so excited last week during upcoming events and mistakenly thought it was last week, but it's actually this week. But it's great because I didn't give away the tickets last week, and I have free tickets to the movie, the midnight show of Where the Wild Things Are at the Rio Theater this Thursday at 11:55 p.m. So we're going to give those away in just a little bit. So Paul Anthony's going to be on the phone just to tell us about there's going to be a costume prize and all that sort of stuff. We also are giving our own thanks.
Our own thanks to songs that have impacted us in our lives.
Yeah, we decided to put together five songs each that have made a difference or have had a significant impact in our lives. And we thought we would share some of those and share some of the stories that we learn from these, or maybe they, like for me, I know one of them has to do when I was a kid. One of them had to do when I was in sort of a significant relationship. One of yours is actually one that you wrote and sung yourself, and it had some meaning towards that, or one that you first learned how to play guitar on. So we're going to give our thanks to these songs, and we're going to share some stories tonight and mostly do a little bit of music. But first, I'm just going to start off the night with a turkey song, just to start it off on Thanksgiving on the right note. So this is CAB Radio, CITR's newest radio show, 101.9 FM. You can catch us online at CITR.ca. And if you want to call in and maybe share a story about some song or something that really meant something to you, you can give us a call at 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. And it's the same number. We'll give it to you a little bit later in the show, too, where you're going to win some tickets. So again, it's 604-822-2487. So we're going to start off the night with, it's called Let's Turkey Trot, and it's by Little Eva, and it's off the album Jukebox Hits of 1963.
Come on, let's turkey trot.
Gobble, gobble, diddle lip.
Are You Aware presents Vancouver's third annual Music for Change. Come out to party with Catlow, The Wintermits, Piper Davis, and DJ Blondtron as they rock out in support of Oxfam's campaign for women's rights and climate change. Saturday, October 17th at the Biltmore Cabaret. Doors are at 6 p.m. Get there early as the show starts at 7. Curfew is 10:45. Tickets are available from Zulu Records, Scratch Records, Red Cat Records, or online at clubzone.com.
Stop. collaborate, and listen.
It's now time for Cabaret Radio's DJs to give thanks to songs that made a difference in their lives.
Hey, this is E-Rock. This is my number five thankful song. It's from the first album I ever got. This was a tape that I had. It's DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince kicking it old school, you know. So you think you could beat my question?
Hey, Leroy.
Yeah.
Did you hear about that boy Mike Tyson?
Mike Tyson, he the boy that played football for Montreal, ain't
he? No, you old coop, he a boxer, man. Let me tell you, I went to his fight a couple months ago. I seen him hit that boy. And he hit that boy so hard, his head flew off into the 18th row. He had to go get his head out the 18th row.
Jeff's crib one night about 8. Yep. We were watching a couple of Mike Tyson fight tapes. Jeff was like,
man, you see how hard Mike's punching?
Come on, Jeff, the other guy was just lunging. Left, right, another KO. Ooh. If that was me, I'd have been okay, though. The very next day, I gave Russell a ring with JL and Lior, and we all called Don King.
I said, yeah, Don, I got a problem.
Tell him, Prince.
Yeah, what's up? What you saying? You trying to solve them? Forget the small talk. Let's get to the nitty-gritty. Me and Mike, 2 months. Trump, Atlantic City.
Yo, you got this. You wanna bust dude up.
Yeah, you can be my trainer.
Word up.
I'm rough like a freight train, smooth like ice. And yo, Jeff, straight up, I think I can beat Mike Tyson.
Man, you can beat him, man.
Yo, man, word.
You can beat him, man.
You know, I put on a couple pounds, man. We can do this, man.
You can
man.
Do it.
Conference to see what training I was doing. Before then, I'd never heard reporters booing, cameras flashing, I was in the middle. I didn't want to look dumb, so I exaggerated a little. I said, I've been training 20 hours a day, lifting big old cars and big bales of hay. And I jog 10,000 miles every morning, thinking about Mike and my moment of glory. I drink water 20 gallons of pop, and I can throw a Volkswagen a whole half block. And 4 million sit-ups in a minute. I ain't lying, I did it. The general public thought I was a fool. I was getting dissed, but I guess that was cool. Well, you know, getting dissed is never good, but I was even getting dissed in my own neighborhood. I was at the corner at the top of my block. There was a couple of people standing outside of the barbershop. It was Lawrence, my barber and friend, and he yelled out, I said, really? And I stopped the chat. Everybody was laughing out loud. I thought at least my own grandma would be proud. I went to her house and snuck in and surprised her. I heard her on the phone. It's fight day and man, am I hype. Whoa, I can't wait to see Mike. Boy, I'm hype, ready to do my thing. Trump Castle Casino. And jabbing for a second. I look good out there, but then Mike Russell reality, my worst nightmare. One punch, that's all it took. He hit me in my ribs and my inside shook. Now, how can I say this and be a little discreet? Let's just say that my bowels released. I called time out and went back to my corner. Said to my coach, ain't no way I'm going to hell back out there, man. You can't forget it. My body's like a punching bag, and Mike is gonna
hit it.
They tried to make me go meet my doom, but I sucker punched my coach and hauled to my dressing room. The next day, the headline in the town. Fresh first round. Some fool asked why I ran away. I said a good run is better than a bad stand any day. My career is over as far as fighting, but I don't know what made me think I could beat Mike Tyson. Oh, hey, Leroy!
Yeah?
Did you see the fight? Did you see the fight?
The football player.
No, the boxer. Come on, man. I was at the fight last night. I paid $474,000 for my ticket, right?
Why,
and the boy ran out the ring. Punched the boy in his rib and his leg fell off. His leg fell off and it fell over and knocked the HBO cameraman camera out of his hand. I said, God damn, I couldn't believe it, Leroy. He should have been there. You definitely should have been there.
It's now time for Cabaradio's DJs to give thanks to songs that made a difference in their lives.
Hey, this is Teddy Smooth, and my first song here that made a difference in my life, when I was a kid, I used to listen to an old Fisher-Price record player, and I had all my mom and dad's old 45s from when they were a kid, and there were two songs that I used to love. The Beatles' Revolution, just for that intro where it's like, da-na-na-na-na-na, I love that part, and this song that I used to play over and over. I just would listen to it for hours and hours and hours, and I loved it. It's Patches by Clarence Carter.
I was born and raised down in Alabama on a farm way back up in the woods. I was so ragged that folks used to call me Patches. Papa used to tease me about it, cause deep down inside he was hurt cause he'd done all he could. My papa was a great old man. I can see him with a shovel in his hand. See, education he never had. He did wonders when the times got bad. The little money from the crops he raised barely pays the bills we made. Old life had kicked him down to the ground. When he tried to get up, life would kick him back down. One day, Papa called me to his dying bed. Put his hands on my shoulders and in tears he said, he said, Patches, I'm depending on you, son, to pull the family through. My son, it's all left up to you. Two days later, Papa passed away. I became a man that day. So I told Mama I was gonna quit school, but she said that was Daddy's strictest rule. So every morning before I went to school, I fed the chickens and I chopped wood too. Sometimes I felt that I couldn't go on. I wanted to leave, just run away from home. But I would remember what my daddy said, with tears in his eyes on his dying bed. He said, Patches, I'm depending on you, son. I tried to do my best. It's up to you to do the Then one day a strong rain came and washed all the crops away. And at the age of 13, I thought I was carrying the weight of the whole world on my shoulders. And you know, Mama knew what I was going through, cause every day I had to work the fields, cause that's the only way we got our meals. See, I was the oldest of the family, and everybody else depended on me. Every night I heard my mama pray, Lord, give him strength to make another day. Though years have passed and all the kids have grown, they just took mama to a brand new home. Lord knows, people, I shed in tears, but my daddy's voice kept me through the years, saying, Patches, I'm depending on you, son, to pull the family through. My son, it's all left up to Papa's voice said, Patches, I'm depending on you, son. I've tried to do my best. It's up to you to do the rest. I can still hear Papa when he said, Patches, I'm depending on you, son.
Oh, I had a little chickie, she wouldn't lay an egg. I poured hot water up and down her leg, and the little chickie cried, the little chickie begged, and the gosh darn chickie laid a hard-boiled egg. Turkey in the straw, turkey in the straw. She wouldn't lay an egg. I poured a bus up and down her leg, and the little chickie cried, and the little chickie begged, and the gosh darn chickie laid a busted egg. Turkey in straw, turkey in straw. Fishing on a sunny, sunny day, when all the little fishies are swimming in the bay, with their hands in their pockets and their pockets in their pants, and all the little fishies do the hoochie hoochie dance. Turkey and straw, turkey and straw, hot folks dance with mother-in-law, as they play a little tune called Turkey and Straw. Oh, I went to Shabu boogaloo. I walked around the block and I walked right into a bakery shop. And I took three donuts off of the grease and I handed the lady a 5-cent piece. Well, she looked at the nickel, she looked at me, and she said, "This nickel's no good to me. There's a hole in the middle I can see right through." Says I, "There's a hole in a donut too." Shame and a haircut,
6 cents.
Tip the barber,
2 bits.
All together,
1 buck.
My cousin Jewel's got big feet, but my friend Bram's got him feet. Turkey and straw. Turkey and straw. The old folks dance with the mother and mom as they play a little tune called Turkey and Straw. Jump in the bread box.
Wow, that certainly brings back the memory. Sharon Lewis and Bram, Turkey in the Straw, from the album One Elephant Went Out to Play. I used to listen to that one when I was a kid, although that wasn't on my top five here. It's not really top five. I just sort of, there's too many songs that have made a difference in our lives, don't you think?
Yes, I agree.
So, I mean, picking five was kind of hard, you know. It was,
but these ones are kind of, you know, just ones that have some sort of deep meaning.
Sure.
At least mine.
They mean, mine as well, definitely. One has to do with one of my times in Australia that meant a lot to me and my buddies. Also, one was about an ex-girlfriend that actually has a positive. I was thinking of playing one that, you know, because sometimes songs get a negative mm-hmm. when you break up. But I thought of a song that I wanted to play that was sort of a positive thing. So
cool.
Yeah.
Can't wait to hear it.
It is. I like the song too. So I'm glad that it doesn't have, I heard a couple songs yesterday. Actually, it happens to be some of them are Coldplay, and for some reason yesterday. I heard like 18 Coldplay songs. Wherever I went, Coldplay was playing. Mm-hmm. So it was kind of weird. All these memories were flooding back. And I was like, what the hell is going on? Coldplay's playing everywhere. It was in the coffee shop.
Yeah.
It ended up being at the next door neighbor's party. There was like 5 songs in a row. I was like, what the hell? In case you're just tuning in. What's that?
It was meant to be.
Yeah, I was meant to think back on Thanksgiving about an ex. Great, thanks. You're listening to CITR's newest radio show, Cab Radio. My name is Teddy Smooth. I'm here with E-Rock.
Yo, 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 yo.
This is our Thanksgiving special. We're taking a look at five songs each that have some meaning into our lives.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
If you have any that you'd like to share with us on the phone, you can give us a call at 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. We also have some free tickets to give away pretty soon, not quite yet, but we will be giving them away in about 10 minutes or so, just after we talk to Franklin T. Schneider. He's coming up for his theater review. I'm excited because Frank's got all sorts of news because the theater season has just started, so he's giving thanks to the theater season.
Nice.
And Paul Anthony's going to be on the phone in a bit as well. So
I just got a text message from a few buddies that that are listening to the show right now. So I just wanted to give a quick shout out to Paul. And actually, tell you the honest truth, I don't know who else is there.
You forgot the name?
No, I just have no idea who else is there. I don't know who he went with.
That was something I wanted to...
If he texts me now, I mean, no.
That was who I wanted to give thanks to, too. Over the weekend, a few people came up and complimented us on the show when I was out and about and doing my birthday party. And so it was nice to hear that people listen. If you do ever want to comment, or you can go on our Facebook page, which is Cab Radio with Teddy Smooth, or you can hit us up at cabradio@gmail.com. That's cabaradio@gmail.com. So, and if you like our shows and you want to listen back on some old ones, you can check out any of the shows on citr.ca under shows, or you can hit us up on iTunes in the store to search for CITR- Cabaradio.
Cabaradio.
All right, well, let's get back into some of these songs that we're giving thanks to. So why don't we get to your number four?
It's now time for Cabaradio's DJs to give thanks to songs that made a difference in their lives.
Hey, this is E-Rock. This is my number four. It's a classic. It's one that I learned how to play the guitar to and sing at the same time, which made me into the singing freak I am today. We'll be right back.
DJs to give thanks to songs that made a difference in their lives.
Hey, this song is Dreams from the Rumors, or Fleetwood Mac from their album Rumors, and it means something to me because for about 2 years I must have fallen asleep to this album, playing me to sleep every night. So here it is, Dreams from Fleetwood Mac.
Come and they will go. Fleetwood Mac with their song Dreams off their album Rumors.
And right before that, Paranoid by Black Sabbath. Those songs going out to Paul, Tim, Kim, and Krista playing a little poker this evening. Hope you ain't losing too much money.
I also got a text message from my good friend Robert. He wanted to make sure that, to know that he was listening as well.
Nice.
All right. Well, Franklin T. Schneider is here. Well, he's not here. He's on the phone. And we're going to get to him right about now. I think I did that right. Hopefully he's there.
Be or not to be. That is the question.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Franklin T. Schneider's Theater Review!
Life is a cabaret, old chum.
Maggie! Maggie the cat is alive! I'm alive!
And I love a cabaret!
Franklin T. Schneider.
Teddy, how are you tonight, my friend?
I'm well. I'm very well. It's a night of giving thanks, Franklin, and I'm thankful that you are on the phone tonight and going to tell us all about your theater review. We were a little worried about you last time.
I'm sorry, my friend. What can I say? When I'm good, I'm good, and when I'm a schmuck, I'm an absolute all-out schmuck.
Well, that's all right. We were more worried for your safe bee, and we knew that something had to have come up. We were just a little worried in the studio, but we're thankful that everything is right. So
it's so good to hear your voice again.
E-Rock, how are you, my friend?
I'm good, and you?
I'm very well.
Excellent.
I'm getting past the flu, as we are. I had a little bit of a fever last week, and so I didn't want to necessarily come in there and sneeze all over you guys.
Gotcha.
Get anybody a little sick? So I'm giving thanks that I've come through it all right.
Excellent.
Things are better now.
All right. Well, tonight on our Thanksgiving special, Franklin, in the theater world, what are you giving thanks for?
I am giving thanks that the theater season has begun.
Hooray!
Yes,
the 2009-2010 theater season has commenced. We've had some absolutely splendid plays open. A lot of the plays that just opened to begin the season have about one more week running on them, up to the 17th or so, and then we get into the next batch of plays that are just opening. There have been some great ones. I just went tonight, actually, and saw a play called Any Night by Touchstone Theater. It was at the Kulch. Oh, and let me tell you, I am giving thanks for the Kulch. Have you been there yet?
I haven't been there yet. I've heard all about it. It's
what is it?
It's a theater that got renovated up. Where is it? Victoria and Venables.
Exactly. Nice. It is beautiful. I didn't get to go into the main space because there was a show in there. I actually saw John and Cass at the wet spot setting up in the little bar area for everyone when they came out. But I was into the new studio space on the east side of the building, and let me tell you, it was beautiful. And I saw the play Any Night tonight, and it's got four more nights left, and it was phenomenal. A beautiful, beautiful piece, written by a couple. They're not actually a couple themselves, but a couple of a male and a female named Daniel Arnold and Medina Hahn. Directed by a gentleman named Ron Jenkins. Your listeners out there might know Daniel and Medina from having created Tuesdays and Sundays, I believe was a play. Toured it for years, made a name for themselves all across Canada, North America, actually. Phenomenal actors. Really good show. Anybody out there gets a chance to go see it. Four nights left, closes on the 17th. Get out there and see it. Just absolutely beautiful.
Hey, I wanted to quickly just go back in time just a little bit since we didn't get to talk to you. What did you think of this year's Fringe Festival? Because we never got to do that wrap-up. Just what were your final thoughts on the whole Fringe thing this year? Was it good? Was it bad? Was it okay?
I thought it was good. I thought it, you know, in a way it could have been better in some ways, but I was very happy to see a good turnout this year. The folks came out. I think the whole scare with the funding cuts and that's a whole other topic, but I think it pushed a lot of folks to actually get out and see theater, and the Fringe is an amazing venue for it, so the island was really a buzz this year.
Yeah, I know.
A lot of folks down there for it.
I ran into you at one point, and there was just one show you said you were so disappointed with, you had to leave for the rest of the day?
Yes.
Just because you couldn't take theater anymore because it was so bad?
As I spoke with a young girl at the Fringe Club there where I saw you, her comment was, it wasn't just a bad show, it was a bad production of a bad show. The performance was, there was one girl there, a young girl, can't remember her name now, the dancer in it, and she played the young Russian prince. She was great. She did an amazing job with what she was given, but the young fella who created it and unfortunately directed it himself really needed an outside eye, you know, needed somebody to kind of say, it was great for putting up a show in your mom and dad's basement. you need to be a little more on the ball if you're going to take it across the world.
I put on a lot of different types of shows in my mom and dad's basement.
And they were great. They were absolutely great for the basement, E-Rock.
Sure, thank you for...
So that was the past. Now, we talked about the clutch, and what other exciting things that you've heard about are happening in the theater world coming up?
Well, we've got a bunch of shows, like I was saying, that are going on this week. If I can mention a couple, like I said, any night. Gift of Screws is going to the Jericho. It's a 2 one-act plays by Bill Marchand. Great playwright, and from what I'm hearing, it's great shows. I'm really hoping to make it out. Another local playwright, a gentleman named Stephen Drover, he's got some shows going at the Pacific Theater, I think. Last Days of Judas Iscariot. It's actually a comedy about the trial of Judas Iscariot. It sounds very interesting. I'm hoping to see that. But actually, a new one coming up that's actually opening this week, I'm very fortunate, I'm going to go see on Thursday night, is The Miracle Worker. It is, this is a play created by William Gibson many, many years ago, and actually won, it was turned into a movie eventually, and Anne Bancroft, who played the young lady Annie Sullivan, the play is about Helen Keller.
Okay.
And this woman, Annie Sullivan, who is visually impaired, comes and actually ends up being the one who teaches Helen how to communicate with those around her. And Anne Bancroft won not only a Tony for the play, but then went on to win an Academy Award for the actual for the movie version of it. And that is opening this week. I'm very excited about it. A young local actress named Anna Kummer will be reprising that role that Anne Bancroft won for. And interestingly enough, two young ladies are playing the role of Helen Keller.
So, really? What?
Yeah.
At different points in her life, or do you know why?
I don't know. I'm very interested. I've been trying to read and find out what the deal is on that, but so far no luck. So I'm very, very intrigued to see how they're doing that. Like, I don't know if they're doing different nights, if we've got two people playing her, as you said, different times of her life, or maybe it's something even more interpretive. So I'm very interested to see that. But, so we've got the whole new season starting, which is great. And I'm very looking forward to that one coming up. Let's see, what else have we got? Oh, speaking of new and interesting and the whole double theme continuing, we have not one, but two productions of Evil Dead, the musical.
Right? Yeah, I heard there's a sort of a Vancouver production, and then there's also the one from Toronto that is coming out this way.
Yes, it's the touring show is a professional cast, and actually, I believe they've picked up one local artist. Kaylin Stadnick is going to be taking on a role in that. I'm not sure if she was involved in the Calgary production of that or it's just in Vancouver, but I'm very looking forward to that one. And also, a local group has received the amateur rights for it, and they're going to be doing it, I believe, at the Jewish Center down on I'm not sure if it's Oak Well, yeah, I think it's down on Oak Street.
Now, as a theater guy, is that really wise? Is that a good thing to put on the same show at the same time, or should they have done it afterwards, or why are they doing it at the same time?
Well, I think both of them wanted to. Well, the touring show had its date set, and they were coming across Canada, and I think the local crew decided they wanted to do it for Halloween.
Oh, okay.
Bunch of folks got together, and because they went for the amateur rights, that left it open for the professional group to come right through to the West Coast. So I think it'll be interesting. I'm looking forward to seeing both shows, if I can, and I'm sure there's quite a few folks, especially, I mean, we know how phenomenal Evil Dead is as its own cult following. So I think you're going to have a lot of folks that are going out to see both, that are going to be comparing, they're going to be arguing, you're going to have folks that are just one or the other, and
sure.
they're going to have rumbles in the middle of the street, you know, ash all over the place, as it were. So I think that's very interesting. Is it a good thing? Yeah, why not?
Why not? Right? Exactly. Listen, yeah. Frank, we're almost out of time here, so we're going to have to let you go, but is there any show coming up that we just have to see?
Well, I'm definitely saying
the Helen Keller one.
Evil Dead.
Evil Dead and
you've got to go see.
Okay.
If you can this week, go see Last Days of Judas Iscariot, A Gift to Screws, and Any Night. I personally recommend that one. There are so many shows that are opening right now. You just click on Georgia Strait, Next Stage, anything that will give you theater listings. Just Google it, and you will find all kinds of arts and culture happening. I mean, everybody's using what they've got right now and putting it out there because we just want to show the world that we do have arts and culture, and we are important. And whatever the BC Liberals say, you know what? I say we put Ash and Kevin Kruger in a room together and see who comes out with a chainsaw.
Sounds good.
All right. Gentlemen,
well,
great to talk to you.
Thanks,
Franklin.
Thank you so much for having me back.
All right. We'll talk to you next time.
Excellent. I'll let you know what I think of Miracle Worker once I'm done that.
Okay. We'll check in with you and make sure we find out about that.
I miss seeing you without your pants on in studio. But we'll get you in here soon enough again.
Sounds great. Well, you know, it's getting chilly out, so I may have to wear my longer shorts.
Yeah, that's all right. As long as I can touch a leg.
Take care, E-Rock. Teddy.
Take care, Franklin. All right, Franklin T. Schneider there with his Theater of You. Now, we are going to take a quick break, and then we'll be right back with upcoming events, Paul Anthony, and we'll be giving away those tickets to the Rio Theater. So make sure you know the number. It's 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. Call when we give the cue. We'll be right back with upcoming events and Paul Anthony right after this.
Are you a UBC student taking first year economics, math, chemistry, or physics?
That stuff is hard.
Are you feeling like you need some tutoring? That's okay, because the AMS offers free and appointment tutoring for students in these subjects.
Whoa! How does it work?
It's on a first-come, first-served basis, and there's no need to sign up. Just show up with your books and your questions.
Whoa! When does it happen?
Monday to Thursday from 3 to 7 at the Sub Pacific Spirit Cafeteria, located beside the Starbucks.
Whoa! A+, here I come.
Back here in the studio, and we're just going to take one quick break here with a turkey song, and then we'll be back with upcoming events after this.
Cornbread, muffin, chestnut stuffin', dinner till we came to dinner. Me, oh my, me, oh my.
Yeah. Yeah. Quit moving around so much.
Hey, buddy. Dude, man, Thanksgiving's over. We don't kill turkeys until Christmas now.
What are we supposed to do then?
This is Upcoming Events with Teddy Smooth.
Hey, and we have Paul Anthony on the line. Paul, are you there?
Check it out. I'm totally here, man.
Check it out. All right. We got you on the line because on Thursday night is our first upcoming event, and you're going to be hosting the best of the Where the Wild Things Are.
Where the Wild Things Are, yeah. One day before the rest of the world. Thursday, October 15th at the Rio Theater.
Now, can you tell us anything about what's going to go on that night? Like, what, do you have anything special planned? Now, I know, because you host, or you know, we know you host Talent Time first Wednesday of every month at the Biltmore Cabaret. And you often like to do characters. Do you have anything special lined up for this premiere?
I think you'll just have to see.
No secrets to unveil? No
secrets to unveil? Well, you know, the Ruby Prize is to give away for best costume. I'm going to be helping with that and just kind of getting everyone in the mood. I think it's going to be full of people who are dying to see the movie and want to see it before everyone else. So, and they can do that at the Rio Theater.
Are you a big fan of the story, or is that why you signed on to do this?
I am, man. It was read to me as a kid. I love the pictures, and like from the trailer and what I've heard and stuff about the Spike Jonze film, I think it really holds true to that, and I'm really excited to see it.
Yeah, Spike Jonze in a recent article said he really had to fight for his version of the film with the company. So I'm excited to see what he's done with it. The Real Theater holds 450, and on the Facebook page, they already have 415 confirmed. So that's pretty massive time.
People should get there early.
Get there early. And do you have Talent Time coming up this November? You didn't have it in October.
No, the Biltmore had, they'd said to book something else in there and blah, blah, blah. But yeah, November 4th, we're going to do... that's our Halloween special.
And in case some of our listeners don't know what Talent Time, I have talked about it a bunch, but what exactly is Talent Time?
Well, Talent Time is like an old school variety show. It's a community-based talent show. It's kind of talk show format, but you know, we have people from the community and all over with all their nutty things and novelty acts, and it's just a whole lot of fun.
Awesome. And that's November what?
November 4th, Wednesday, November 4th.
November 4th. And you can catch Paul this Thursday at 11:55 p.m. at the Rio Theater. Thanks for phoning in, Paul.
Hey, no problem. I hope to see everyone there. It's gonna be
you will definitely see me there. So,
okay, cool, Teddy.
I'll
have
check
birthday,
it out.
Brother.
Thanks, man.
Okay.
That's Where the Wild Things Are this Thursday at 11:55 p.m. at the Rio Theater. You want to show up early. Like I said, they hold 450, and they already have 415 confirmed on Facebook, so that's usually a pretty good indication of that.
Do you think if I come with you that I might be able to get in?
Yes. I think so, E-Rock. If you're nice to me the rest of the show. Okay, moving on to what day? Friday, the next day. Friday, October 16th. It's a night of jazz with Noelle Peon at Checkers Bar and Grill. Now, Noelle, I was lucky enough to perform with her in the musical Shine, and if you happen to catch that, she was Lulu Von Doozy, and you would know that she has an awesomely powerful voice, and I've seen her do jazz as well. I saw her do a Cole Porter night, which was amazing. So get down to Checkers Bar and Grill, which is on Davie Street, down at the very end near Denman Street. So check that out. Friday, October 16th. Show starts at 9 p.m. Also on Saturday at the Rio Theater, again, is Downchild Blues Band with special guest Colin Linden. Now, if you don't know who Downchild Blues Band is, they were pretty much the inspiration for Dan Aykroyd and John Belushi's smash film, The Blues Brothers. So, in fact, two of the songs were written by him for the movie. So, it's just a really good rock and blues, and it's also celebrating their 40th anniversary of being a band. So that's at the Rio Theater, and that's going to be this Saturday, October 17th at 9 p.m. Moving over to Sunday, it is Kitty Knight's Oktoberlesque Sausage Fest Part 3. Yes, all month long we have been featuring some dudes in the mix-up. We had Evil Bastard and Duncan Teabags in the first edition. We had myself and Lawrence of Alabia in the second edition. And in this week's edition, it's Doc Chocolate. So he's going to be doing a couple numbers for us. Of course, there's going to be some boobies, some titties, some tassels for you, including the talents of Precious Metal, Brigity Bricks, Camaro Love Rock, and... oh, the beautiful and talented go-go stylings of Carol Queen of Hearts. So she's so hot. And of course, the professor's going to be there. I'm there. I'm back this week as the DJ. So you don't want to miss out. That is this Sunday at the Biltmore Cabaret, which is basically right at Kingsway and 12th, just underneath the Big Hojo. Doors are at 8:30. Show is at 9 o'clock. And of course, we always close with the Evil Bastard Karaoke Experience, which is Monday nights at the Pub 340, where their motto is sing, smoke,
dance,
repeat. Something like that.
Sing, dance,
as long as you have the sing and the dancing and the smoking in there, I guess, if you want to smoke. And the Pub 340 is Hastings and Canby area. Check him out every Monday night. He's there, and it's a great show. He has new songs every week. Huge list. So if you're a karaoke fan, you want to make sure you check him out and the Evil Bastard Karaoke Experience. Hey, that's upcoming events for this week.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not going to turn us down because we're back here. We're here.
Why are you taking us away?
E-Rock, no.
We want to talk. I want to talk.
Oh, that's what I want to do. Let's give away those tickets. So
tickets.
We're going to give away tickets to Where the Wild Things Are. So phone now, 604-822-2487, 604-UBC-CITR, for two tickets to this Thursday's midnight show of Where the Wild Things Are. And we will be giving you two tickets. Now, right after we listen to some music. So, E-Rock, hit us up with your number three while I answer the phone. And why it is your number three.
All right.
It's now time for Cabaret Radio's DJs to give thanks to songs that made a difference in their lives.
Well, this is E-Rock. This is my number three. This is actually a song that I wrote. It's, it's got a lot of meaning to me. It's, actually written about my girlfriend, and, you know, I'm thankful I have her in my life, so enjoy.
Well, we started out, yeah, who would know that we'd make it here, a two-star job. There's a long road ahead, but we can't see it.
Yeah, well, early in the show, I talked about songs, Coldplay, that was sort of had some negative connotations to a relationship I once had.
I'm just wondering why you're not doing the intro like I start. Like, hey, this is Teddy Smooth with his number.
I don't know, why are you cutting in on my jazz?
I just, you know...
Why are you cutting in on my jazz?
All the talk earlier, I thought we kind of had a plan, and then... And then we get here, and now you're just like right into the story.
Well, maybe I was gonna do a little. Maybe I was gonna do like two sentences and go, "Hey, this is Teddy with my number three." There's a little bit of lead in. There's a whole bunch of different styles, E-Rock. I don't talk in your sections. Go get the turkeys.
I'm so sorry.
Go get the turkeys.
I'm so sorry.
You totally ruined my bit. Now what am I supposed to do?
We can go back.
No, I don't think we can.
Why couldn't we?
Whatever. Hey, this is Teddy, and this is my number three song that made a difference. I talked earlier about a negative connotation to do with a song that had a relationship. Now, during that same relationship... we had a time period where everything was gold, everything was perfect. It was a very short period of time. It was near the sort of middle of the relationship, and soon afterwards, everything fell apart. But there was one trip we went on where everything was magic. We went on a road trip together, and this was one of the songs that was played on that road trip, and it always held a special place because during that time, nothing was wrong, and soon after, it all started to fall apart. James Taylor, Carolina in My Mind.
In my mind, I'm gone to Carolina. Can't you see the sunshine? Can't you just feel the moonshine? Ain't it just like a friend of mine to hit me from behind? Yes, I'm gone to Carolina in my mind. She's a silver sun. You best walk her away and watch it shining. Watch her watch the morning come. A silver tear appearing now. I'm crying, ain't I? Gone to Carolina in my mind. There ain't no doubt in no one's mind that loves the fine thing around. Whisper something soft and kind. And hey babe, the sky's on fire. I'm dying, ain't I? I'm gone to Carolina in my mind. In my mind, I'm gone to Carolina. Can't you see the sunshine? You just feel the moonshine. Ain't it just like a friend of mine to hit me from behind? Yes, I'm gone to Carolina in my mind. Dark and silent late last night, I think I might have heard the highway calling. Geese in flight and dogs at bite.
signs, it might be omens, say I'm going, I'm going, I'm gone to Carolina in my mind. With a holy host of others standing around me, still I'm on the dark side of the moon. And it seems like it goes on like this forever. You must forgive me if I'm up and gone to Carolina in my mind. In my mind, I'm gone to Carolina. Can't you see the sunshine? Can't you just feel the moonshine? Ain't it just like a friend of mine to hit me from behind? Yes, I'm gone to Carolina in my mind. Gone to Carolina in my mind. And I'm gone to Carolina in my mind. Gone to Carolina in
Wednesday mornings on CITR from 8 to 10 a.m. It's the Suburban Jungle Show with your radio host, DJ Jack Velvet. Thrills, chills, excitement, and music. That's the Suburban Jungle Show, Wednesday mornings from 8 to 10 on 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You can also catch this show, streaming and podcast, at www.jackvelvet.net. Don't miss the Suburban Jungle Show, Wednesdays 8 to 10, 101.9 FM, CITR.
It's now time for Cabaret Radio's DJs to give thanks to songs that made a difference in their lives.
Hey, this is E-Rock coming to you with my number two. This is a band I played in.
Good one.
I know I'm kind of promoting myself here a little bit too, but hey, you know, I'm very thankful that I got to play with this band of guys. Great musicians. It was awesome. This song is called Yuki, and it's all about the drive up to Ukulit on the island, Vancouver Island. So, yeah, I hope you enjoy this. This is by a band called Just Adams. The song is called Yuki.
Moisture in the air lets me know that I'm home. Stamping it as cool as it enters my lung. The forest is lush on the sides of the highway. It's a setting sun, paints itself on my wet sheet. I saw it, I thought it was the ocean. It's hard to stay focused on that steep winding road when your eyes keep getting drawn to the passenger side window. It is green and gray and beautiful, and it makes sense to me.
DJs to give thanks to songs that made a difference in their lives.
Hey, this is Teddy Smooth, and this is my number two pick for songs that made a difference in my life. This track was a huge part of my travels in Australia. We must have played it, I don't know, hundreds of times in the 5 months that we were there. Me and a group of buddies went down there, and it was partly because the song is rocking, I think partly because this guy's Canadian. For the longest time, we argued over what exactly some of the words meant in the song or what the lyrics were exactly, but we were especially in a hostel in Bundaberg. We played this song quite often, and it was sort of the soundtrack to our trip. So here it is. It's Sam Roberts with Dead End. Roberts with Dead End from the album We Were Born in a Flame. Before that, we had Just Atoms and their album Tuesdays and Thursdays with their song Yuki. Damn it. That turkey's still...
I'm gonna freaking...
That damn turkey.
Oh, my God.
And just before that, we had James Taylor with Carolina on My Mind. And, of course, E-Rock with his own song Midnight Sky, dedicated to his lovely girlfriend. Now, before we continue on, we're into our last songs coming up here. Mm-hmm, but I wanted to quickly take a moment to do sort of a community service. A friend of mine, she lost her little pug.
Ooh.
And it's the cutest little dog. Its name is Pickles, and it got lost around the 1700 block of East 13th Avenue, just off Commercial Drive, so around the Trout Lake area. Pickles is a female fawn pug. She has front white paws and black face and ears. She wasn't wearing a collar, unfortunately. She ran out the door, and she seems to have just disappeared. My concern on that is that maybe she was stolen, or I don't want to imagine anything worse. But you can check out Kijiji. It's a website. You just go to vancouver.kijiji.ca, and that's K-I-J-I-J-I. And you can look under Wanted, Missing Pug from East 13th. Take a look at the pictures. If you're my Facebook friend, take a look at some of the postings that I've posted about the dog. Just the sweetest little dog. I think still a puppy, like really young. And my dog Tico got along with her so well. And it's a very sad thing. And she's been missing since October 4th. So if you're around Trout Lake, you can see like maybe a little pug that's running around scared and maybe looks like it hasn't eaten in a few days. Her name is Pickles. And yeah, you can give me a shout here at the radio station, or you can call my friend at Zoho Salon. Her name is Julia. If you see the dog. So I just wanted to pass it out there because it's a terrible thing for that kind of stuff. And I can't imagine if something like that were to happen with my buddy Tico. So that's what I wanted to say on that. Mm-hmm. We're here on CITR 101.9 FM. You can catch us online at CITR.ca. You can also go on that website if you want to check out any of the podcasts of our former shows. You just look under shows and then under C and find our show, and there's a list of all the shows we've done in the past, such as You Pick the Playlist. We've done a Vegas show. What did we do last week? What did we do last week?
Oh, my God. What?
I can't remember.
We had somebody on, didn't we? You Picked a Playlist? No, that was the week before.
I can't remember. Anyways, we got shows coming up, so if you ever want to check out the podcast, you can do that at CITR.ca or under iTunes, just search CITR -Cabaret Radio. Many thanks to all the people that phoned for those tickets to Where the Wild Things Are. We did give them away, so hopefully they'll enjoy it. I think me and E-Rock will be there as well on Thursday. So, if you have a chance, come out to the midnight show of Where the Wild Things Are at the Rio Theater. It's going to be a blast. Get your tickets early because they've already sold like tons. So, and the lineups get pretty big. So you might want to show up there early. Go get a couple slices of za from Uncle Fatty's and stand in line because those lines are pretty huge. And
I remember we were
there for Inglourious Bastards, and remember it started, like, the movie started about 40 minutes late because everyone wanted popcorn and pop, and it was a massive crowd. So get there early. This is our Thanksgiving show. We've been playing songs all show long that have meant something in me and E-Rock's life. We've picked about 5 songs each, and we've gone through 4 each, and we're coming into our last song. We're coming into the end of the show, so I hope you had a fun ride with us.
I've had a fun ride.
Have you had a fun ride?
I've had a great ride with all of us.
Yes.
It's been
wonderful. We had Paul Anthony, Franklin T. Schneider on the show, talking about the upcoming theater season. Sounds pretty exciting. Evil Dead, the musical, where the first 3 rows are the splatter zone of blood. So that should be interesting. Other things to check out during the week that we didn't mention, the Vancouver Film Festival is still on. So there's tons of great movies that you want to check out for that. So there's only a few days left. I think it ends on the 15th. So make sure you, if you're a film fan, you go out and check some of those films out, because it's important to support some of those independent films and some of the films from around the world. Plus, they're really great, and you hardly get a chance to see them often because of you don't see them in the mainstream media. So check them out. All right, we're down to our number ones, of course.
We're down to the end of the show.
The end of the show, yeah. It doesn't really mean that these are our number one picks, just they happen to be, you know.
The last in line.
Mine were actually sort of in order of my life. Patches was number one, you know, when I was a kid. That's why it was five. It sort of followed my life. And what do you got for us in this last one? What do you... Did you decide finally?
Well,
did you finally get that that song that meant what it wanted to mean?
It's a tough call. I mean, there's a couple that I want to play for my last one here, but yeah, I mean.
It's now time for Cabaret Radio's DJs to give thanks to songs that made a difference in their lives.
Hey, this is E-Rock. This is down to my last song here. We've been jamming away, and but this is the last number one for me. And the reason I tried, it was really hard. I'm not going to lie.
Obviously.
I still, you know, but the reason I chose this song is because it influenced me as one of the greatest hip-hop albums of all time. I enjoyed pretty much every song on this. Great flow. It really got me into my style of music as well, with the hip-hop influence that I have in the songs that I write. So I thought that I better put this one on there, and yeah, I hope all of you enjoy it just as much as I do.
The black Snoop Doggy Dog, funky at the dot. Went solo on that ass, but it's still the same. Long Beach is the spot where I serve my cane. Follow me, follow me, follow me, follow me, but don't lose your grip. Nine tris ain't the year's it for me to fuck up shit. So I ain't holding nuts back, and motherfucker, I got five on the 20 sack. It's like that, and as a matter of fact, cause I never hesitate to put a nigga on his back.
Yeah, so keep out the manuscript. You see that it's a must be drop gangsta.
What's the motherfucking
shit
name? To the wild, creeping and crawling, Yiggy, yes, yo, and Snoop Doggy Dog in the motherfucking house like every day. Dropping shit with my nigga, Mr. Dr. Dre. Like I said, niggas can't fuck with this. And niggas can't fuck with that shit that I drop, cause you know it don't stop. Mr. 187 on the motherfucking top. Tick tock, now what I got, just some nuts in the cop. Robbing motherfuckers, then I kill them blood cops. Then I step through the fog and I creep through the small, cause I'm Snoop Doggy, 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 oh. Hands in the motherfucking air and wave the motherfuckers like you just don't care. Yeah, roll up the dank and pour the drink and watch it stink. Why? Cause doggies on the gang. My bank goes on swole. My shit's on hit legit. Now I'm on parole. Stroke. Put the dog pound right behind me and up in your bitch is where you might find me. Playing that Jeep thing. She want the nigga with the biggest nuts. And guess what? It's I and I am him, slim with the tilted brim. What's my motherfucking name?
Yo, this is E-Rock and Teddy Smooth up here in Cabaret Radio Land.
It's now time for Cabaret Radio's DJs to give thanks to songs that made a difference in their lives.
Hey, this is Teddy Smooth, and now I'm down to my final pick of songs that have made a difference in my life. This song made a difference, A, because it is Canadian, and since starting up the radio show, Canadian music has made a huge difference in my life. Not only am I sort of forced into learning how to play it and finding new stuff because of CanCon rules, but it's been a great thing for me because I've learned to find so many great musicians, and this country has so many. And if you've listened to the show before, you know I'm a fan of this guy. And I love this song because it just rocks, and it just is an indication of in the song, he just talks about, you know, like, it's just about letting go and just enjoying your life and just sort of having a good time and not doing anything, you know, not letting things get to you too much. So just enjoy your life. This is Matt Mays and El Torpedo with Time of Your Life. Make sure to stick around for Cabaret After Dark, but I'll be back in just a few minutes to talk about that a little bit more.
All right. No pressure.
Yeah.
Mays and El Torpedo, Time of Your Life. That's going to close out our show of giving thanks to tunes that have influenced mine and E-Rock's life. Mm,
those were memories brought back.
We had some DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince, some Sharon Lowe, some Bram, some James Taylor, some Sam Roberts, a little Snoop Dogg that E-Rock snuck in there. You had me going on, I thought you were going to play some Metallica.
Yeah, it was a tough call. I mean, Metallica's been such a big influence in my life with music and everything, but I don't know, that Snoop Dogg, that motherfucker, he's just, you know, he's one of them boys that you gotta just play and love.
Yeah, that's
shit.
I remember when I heard that song too, that was pretty huge. I was like, whoa, this.
I mean, the rest of his albums, you know, eh.
Yeah.
But that one.
The rest of his albums had like a couple hits,
yeah.
Or maybe one. But that whole album
every
was.
Every song was
you
good.
You know, Dr. Dre produced it. And even the skits were funny, and I don't usually like a lot of skits.
What do you
want to
be when you grow up?
I want to be a motherfucking hustler. You better ask somebody. I want to thank all of you for tuning in, listening. If you're still out there, it's pretty getting a little bit late. Be sure to stick around for Cabaret Radio After Dark, where tonight we're going to play Everybody Dance Now, songs from Hamilton 4. It's actually put out by our friends at 93.3 CFMU and Indy 101 FM, and it's just a bunch of indie rock tracks, some dancey ones, some real good ones, some Canadian tracks on there. So stick around for that. That's coming up just after our show ends, which is pretty much right now. But I discovered this album in our playlist here at CITR.
New album
by Flight of the Conchords. If you don't know who they are, you should check them out. They're really funny. Their show is really funny. Their albums are really funny.
A couple of guys from New Zealand.
New Zealand dudes. And they take a lot of genres of music and make a lot of funny songs out of them that poke fun of a lot of things. So you should check them out. Their new album is called I Told You I Was Freaky. And I thought I'd play this one track on here in sort of honor of this whole Oktoberfest that we've had at Kitty Nights, where we've had the sausage party. Mm. We've had the sausage party all month long, including this coming Sunday with Doc Chocolate. This track is called Too Many Dicks on the Dance Floor, Flight of the Conchords. So thanks for tuning in. I hope you had a great weekend, and now you're back to the regular. But
turkey hangovers are almost over.
Yeah, you can make those turkey and gravy sandwiches.
Mm-hmm. Mm. I was told by somebody you should make turkey pizza. Not a lot of people do that afterwards.
Turkey pizza. I like the turkey gravy sandwich.
Yeah,
the gluttony.
I'm not gonna lie. One time I had the turkey gravy sandwich, and I threw up immediately after I ate it,
really?
So I haven't had one since.
Yeah, I can do that to you.
Yeah.
All right, well, next week we'll be back for more Cab Radio, and in 2 weeks we're going to be doing our Halloween Spooktacular. Make sure you stick around for that, because it's going to be a lot of fun. So far we have Sherry Contrary on the show, and with Dr. Sketchy. So, we gotta
turkeys.
Go. We got the damn turkeys coming in the building, so we gotta get out of here.
Don't worry, Teddy, I'll get them.
We will see you next week at 11. Always at 11 on Tuesdays.
Get back here, you son of bitches.
CITR 101.9. Here is Flight of the Conchords with Too Many Dicks on the Dance Floor.
Almost got.
Sippin' on Bacardi, wanna meet a hottie, but there's Adam's even Marty. There's Billy, Todd, and Tommy, they're on the front of the army. The only boobs I'll see tonight will be made up on origami.
Tell the fellas, make it understood, it ain't no good if there's too much wood. Make sure you know before you go, the dance floor rojo ratio 5-1 is a rodeo. Tell Steve and Mike it's time to go. Wait outside all night till 5, 20 dudes in a conga line.
Too many dicks on the dance floor.
Spread out the dicks.
Too many dudes with too many dicks. Too close to my shit, too hard to meet chicks. I need better arms, more broads, less rods. I can't do battles, skedaddle with the count from.
Too many men, too many boys, too many misters, not enough sisters, too much time on too many hands. Not enough ladies, too many men. Not enough ladies, too many men. Not enough ladies, too many men. Too many men, too many men.
Too many dicks on the dance floor. Too many dicks.
just in. Tuesday nights at 11 o'clock, CITR 101.9 FM presents Cava Radio. Join host Teddy Smooth as he explores the chimerical, the hysterical, the phantasmagorical world of burlesque and cabaret. Tuesday nights at 11 o'clock, CITR 101.9 FM brings you Cava Radio.